new global study has suggested that climate anxiety amongst young people is widespread and that many believe governments are not treating climate change as an emergency. This follows the New Zealand government announcing a 5-month extension on its deadline to publish the emissions reduction plan, which will set out how New Zealand will meet its climate targets. Founder of Parents for Climate Aotearoa, Alicia Hall, is calling for the government to respond to the climate emergency with the same urgency they have to the COVID-19 pandemic. Jessica spoke to Alicia Hall about her role as a parent in acting against climate change. Here is that interview.
Parents for Climate Aotearoa started in May 2019, just before the second strike. There wasn't any groups that seemed to have parent-friendly hours or represented the parent perspective. The doom and gloom narrative was actually quite disempowering for me and many of my friends, and it only fed the anxiety even further. Yeah, so we decided to start our own group to advocate for our children. And we want to empower parents to act on climate change. And we feel that one way to do that is through climate communication and all of society education. We want to normalise talking about climate, the problem, and how we get to the solutions together.
What made you want to take a stand and act against climate change as a parent?
It was actually after participating in the March strike, and I could just feel how powerful our youth were feeling, and I could see my own children sort of looking and putting things together, and then I felt that I needed to, as a parent, you know, this is our responsibility to clean this mess up, and that we were leaving it for our children, expecting them to sort of inherit this. And also I couldn't handle feeling so anxious all the time. And I needed to act to sort of alleviate some of those feelings, sort of empower myself and empower others to act.
We did see a global study recently that suggested that there's widespread climate anxiety in young people. Did this or any of those findings surprise you, given, I guess, the negative sort of conversations around climate change?
No, it didn't. And actually, I have a social science background, so out of all the reports, the IPCC, Climate Change Commission reports, etc., this is the one that I think actually broke my heart. I feel like we need to start communicating strategies that acknowledge this is really scary and overwhelming, but also we need to hear from our government some practical actions, just like the COVID communications, how Jacinda last year pulled everybody together with really clear communication about what the problem was and what we need to do about it and how to get there. We did a survey last year and we had similar numbers in that 62% of our parents are extremely anxious about the world that their children are growing into, and 81% think their children are going to have a more difficult time than us due to climate change.
And this global survey also sort of spoke to the fact that a lot of young people feel that climate action isn't being treated as an emergency, like I think you said before. Is there any actions that are ongoing that could be supported by the government? I suppose as well during lockdown, people might be unsure of how they can support climate action. So what would you kind of say about that?
Well, I think what's coming up next month is the draft emissions reduction plan. And I think it would be really good, particularly for groups in the climate space, to really drill down the important pieces into digestible messaging so that we can all be part of submitting on this plan, so that it's the best possible plan for our children moving forward.
Yeah, are you hopeful that the insights from this and similar surveys that young people are really concerned, and also parents are really concerned about climate change, that action's going to be taken? Or could this possibly be overshadowed by things like COVID-19 that are, I guess, seen as more immediate maybe by some right now?
I'm going to admit I was really disappointed not to see more of this. I think this is enormously important. yes, COVID is, but unfortunately we're going to come across more and more pandemics and illnesses and climate change impacts all at the same time. And it's actually possible for us to care about multiple things at the same time. And this is huge. I mean, this is our children and our youth's mental health. They're growing up without any sense of normality already through the last year and a half with COVID. All the momentum that was gathering before COVID came along with the strikes. It's a lot of really heavy things for children and teenagers to have to deal with.
Has being part of a community like Parents for Climate Aotearoa, has that sort of helped you remain positive about this sort of thing and speak by seeing the work that is being done?
I think it helps with mental health because you know that you're not sitting there alone in your home thinking about these things. You're able to share it with other people, other parents that get that one foot in the present and one foot worrying about, you know, in the future, worrying about what climate our children are growing into. I am starting to, well, I've already been concerned, but getting more concerned about delays, and I understand, you know, COVID has disrupted our country and the globe hugely, but delaying that final emissions reduction plan by yet another 5 months when things are getting really urgent, when we need to start making some serious changes.
Is it sort of encouraging that you're seeing that parents are recognising this as an issue in Aotearoa specifically?
Yeah, it is. And I feel like in some respects we're being disempowered as well, because it sort of doesn't fit media narrative to have us supporting our children. It's more clickbaity to have that perceived intergenerational sort of warfare, putting generations against each other, which is a bit irresponsible because there's, you know, many parents and grandparents that are seriously worried. I think this latest IPCC report has really drilled home just how serious things are getting, and also all the weather events that have happened around consecutively, you know, over the last few months around the world. Yeah, more and more. This year, we've had more and more people come on board and just want to be able to do something, whether it be at home doing some research for us or helping lobby ministers or talking to other parents.
That was Alicia Hall of Parents for Climate Aotearoa speaking on climate anxiety in young people and parents. And that interview was with Jessica.